As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hour number 4, great to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We handled the Kirby Joseph stuff to open the show. Want to get back to your attention span tonight. Look, for years, the NFL draft in this town has been the Super Bowl. I mean, last year, we had a Super Bowl caliber team, and the draft was here. It was one of the biggest events in the history of the city. But this is different. Tonight, you have a Game 3 at LCA. It's the most important game that's ever been played at LCA. Lord knows, Steve Eiserman couldn't deliver it to us. So, you're in a 1-1 series. Luke Sloan is getting provocative in the update, by the way. Quote, there will be an expanded pregame. The expanded pregame better be Final Countdown, fire shooting everywhere, and Big Ben on the scoreboard with a sledgehammer.
What else do you think the final...
Your microphone is not on. Just throwing that out there. Look, the bottom line in all of it is this. What is the split tonight between Pistons Game 3 against the Knicks and the NFL draft? For me, 90-10. 90% of my time, attention, and audio will be on the Pistons. This is the most consequential Pistons game in 15 years. They haven't been 1-1 in a series since 07-08. And the Knicks feel like they are teetering. If you follow the New York media, the knives are out. I mean, Thibodeau may get fired at the end of the night tonight. People are starting to run the cat article,
right,
or the Mikal Bridges. What did we give up 5 picks for?
Right.
It's teetering. I'm locked into it. Versus, here's my question for Lions fans. Has Brad Holmes' quality drafting made tonight irrelevant? You know you're getting a good player. You're picking at 28. I'll read it in the morning friendly.
I think it's, when is he picking? When are they moving up? Are they moving back? Because, you know, Brad, he's not going to sit still. I don't think he's going to pick at 28. So now you want to know, okay, what are we going after? What are we tracking? Who are we trying to get? So that's why I am, and all the other drama that goes on with the NFL draft, it's going to hold my attention. I can watch the basketball game. I need to hear what's being said at the draft.
People, what's the split tonight? You're driving home from work. You got the TV set up. I'm assuming you're not going to the game or a draft party at Ford Field. If you're home, what is the split? Because it's not going to be a lot of juggling. Not for me, it won't. I mean, I can throw a draft on the iPad. It does. I mean, the Giants are going to pick at 3. Who cares? Nothing that happens tonight makes us a playoff team. Lions at 28? Yeah, I'll see you after the game. 248-539-9797. David, what's your split tonight? Now, obviously, you are a passionate Pistons fan. You're a little biased. But I'll phrase it different to you. Does the draft get any of your attention tonight?
It'll get very little of my attention. I'll give it close to 10% tonight. Because I do want to see the drama of Shedeur Sanders. I do want to see the drama of Genty, who trades up for him. Stuff like that. But it's 10%.
Has Brad Holmes killed your vibe for the draft? The fact that the Lions no longer pick high, the fact that they're picking players you've never seen play, and the fact that Brad Holmes generally has complete trust he'll draft a good football player, hasn't it taken? It's taken a sizzle for me. It's just boring.
It's kind of wild because this is a spot Lions fans have wanted to be in a long time, drafting this late in the round, which means you had a really good year, yet, yes, the sizzle's gone. When you're not drafting in the top 10 like they used to, or top 5, yeah, the sizzle's gone.
Okay, so guys, so was the sizzle only there because the draft was here last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they had a worse pick last year, but I feel like people were more involved in the draft. Okay.
It was our chance to be the center of the NFL universe. It was a cool one-time event. I don't need it here anytime soon.
You don't want it back?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Right. People saying, when is it coming back?
Hopefully never.
Detroit pulled off a good thing.
We did a great job. We're good. Keep rotating that around the league. 248-539-9797.
Go all the way around the United States before you come back.
Yeah, exactly. David, I don't need another week busting my balls at work. I'm all set. No, I just, look, and again, from a Pistons playoff standpoint, look, we can't figure out what Brad Holmes is going to do. We did the joke about interior big guy, and you know, last hour, none of us know. None of the reporters know. You're never getting a look at their value chart. Brad Holmes, he marches to the beat of his own drum. With the Pistons, look, we did the X factor. I mean, tonight, all the pressure's on the Knicks. I don't think there's any pressure on the Pistons. And for Tom Thibodeau, people are kind of looking around New York going, did this guy get a lobotomy? Like, what are you doing? Oh, you're a defensive coach? Well, this team, they don't look like they even have the fundamentals of defense right now. They're not playing good basketball offensively. How do you allow Karl Anthony Towns not to take a shot an entire quarter? You either punch him in the face or you scream at someone to get him the ball. Instead, Tibbs is up there trying to quaff whatever he's got left up top of that little pork chop. That little doo-doo-doo on top of
his
head.
Leave the hair alone.
Shave it. For God's sakes, mama's calling. 248-539-9797.
You know it's bad when Rieger's making fun of him.
You're damn right. Rieger made a responsible decision. He knew what he had to do. Mama was calling. David, early ticket text coming in before we get to the callers.
Let's keep it 100. It'll be 80% Pistons and 20% Lions. It's because Brad Holmes drafts like a maniac. I have zero worries about the draft. Ryan in a car. That's
plus,
fair.
What are the odds they take a player at 28 you've seen play? And, I mean, spare me the kid who wasn't hugged enough, who's on social media wanting to show everybody how smart he is. Like, oh, look at me, look at me. You know, like NFL fan, every team's got him. Where it's like, oh, let me tell you, this is my top-rated guard. MF, you don't have a top-rated guard. You know what I mean. Like, all these social media goofballs.
I got you. See, for me, it's the fact that because I don't know what Brad is doing, there's the intrigue. If I knew, like, okay, he's going to take this position or this player, you're right, don't care. Other than a quarterback, he could take pretty much any position, and we'd be like, oh, must have had a high RAS score.
Interior big guy.
You're scaring me because it makes too much sense.
I know,
sense.
And that's why I want. No, because everybody, look, everyone's.
Safety from Georgia.
Wouldn't surprise me. We're playing three of them all the time like the Patriots did a few years ago. David, go ahead.
100% the draft tonight. Basketball sucks. Football is king. The Lions are a passion. That is from Tony in Richmond.
There you go, T. Good, nice respect for one of the great turnarounds in the history of this town. Very nice of you.
But the Lions turnaround was greater. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
15-2.
Veal.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Playoff wins. Pistons won. Lions none.
Wow.
Show a little respect.
Pistons, yeah. Tigers had more playoff wins. Yes.
You had more playoff wins.
So Veal is texting in asking a question. He says, so I haven't been to or watched the Pistons in years. Not going to apologize for it. He says, when did they stop playing the final countdown at the intros? And why?
Oh, Jesus, can't even remember. And honestly,
I think it was one of those things that just kind of gradually after the championship faded era, away. Yeah.
Got played out, and then you realized your best player was like Charlie Villanueva.
And then, it was fake because now you're playing, and the crowd is like, no,
it's
not for this.
Time to meet and greet Ben Gordon?
Right.
Question mark?
Right. It's you know, you don't put out the Thanksgiving Day dinner spread for just a regular Tuesday night.
It's time to wake up Walter Sharp. All right, let's go.
From Georgetown, it's Allen Iverson.
Ugh. What a gross 15 years. All right, we'll get to the people. David, I'll keep it timely just because you've been a gentleman today. Everybody on the line, we're coming right to you momentarily, okay?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Straight to the people. We got draft. We got Pistons game three. It's all there for you. And we lead off with Jake, 97.1 The Ticket. Jake, what's going on, pal?
Not a whole lot. How you guys doing?
Good, Jake. Uh-huh. What's on your mind, buddy? And Jake.
It's a blessing. And can you hear me?
I got you now. Go ahead.
All right. I want to talk to you guys about pick 28. So, first and foremost, it's a blessing and a curse. Obviously, you're winning football games, but it's at the expense of having a horrible number 28 pick. So, the way I look at it is, at pick 28, you get either the fifth best or sixth best defensive end in the draft, or you can go a different route and take something that you might need in a guard. So in my opinion, I think that the Lions would be best suited to take Donovan Jackson, the guard out of Ohio State. I think, one, he's versatile. Two, I think that, you know, our O-line is great, and that's the meat and potatoes of our team. But if you're putting Donovan Jackson behind that offensive line, you solidify yourself for another couple of years as another dominant force right there. And then a couple other options you can go is defensive end. Obviously, you need fresh legs, or you need to get I think they could reach on Jack Sawyer or JT Tuilomolau at pick 28. I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, sure. And I don't ever, with Brad Holmes, I sure as hell don't get tied up with names. It's
yeah.
Look, I'm sold. They need an interior lineman. They also need an interior D lineman. And whether you wanted Donovan Jackson or, you know, Doug's been talking up this kid from North Dakota who no one's ever seen play, I'm good. Mahogany's going to be a starter for you here for the next 5-6 years. But you do need another option who could moonlight at guard and center, especially with an aging Frank Ragnow. I'd love it. But here's the one thing Brad's not going to do. He's not just going to sit there and take the seventh best or eighth best defensive end out of need. He'll either move up and get the guy he wants or he'll take a different position. He's truly going to take the best player available.
Yeah, and that's where I like what you said. You know what? Just get somebody interior, big man, versatile, yeah. Either side, nameless, faceless guy who's just going to sit there because, it's, you know, on defense, I guess you're going to be able to stop the run. On offense, you're going to be able to move from guard to center to maybe in a pinch play a little bit of tackle if you get that right person.
The other problem, look, in general, you're picking at 28. Very difficult to draft somebody there that's going to be an impact pass rusher from day one. It's very hard. I think Carl Loftus had 4.5 sacks.
See, I think it may be different this year only because this year's draft is loaded with a bunch of good, not great, but good players that posted on the other side of Aiden may allow you to go a little bit of one-on-one, and if you got the right technique, that you can make a little bit of a splash.
Go to Julian, 97.1. Jules, what's going on, bud?
Gentlemen, bottom of the afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I tell you, it's great. We got the Pistons at LCA tonight, and we got the Red Wings tomorrow night. Oh, wait.
Well, Mike, it's funny you say that because I'm at less than 1% interest or attention on the draft, but it's for an event that you guys haven't mentioned yet. And I'm going to frame this for you. In the nation's capital of Ottawa, the Battle of Ontario, Game 3, Leafs, Sens. No, and in all honesty, I know you guys don't do Leafs radio, so I'm gonna move on. I've got two legitimate points.
And you're up 2-0 in the series. I don't think there's a lot of drama there currently.
Well, Mike, you maybe have amnesia on Leafs playoff.
I was about to say it until they get to that fourth game. Yeah,
fair. Yeah, especially if it goes seven, yeah. Jules may as well go to sleep. Go ahead. What do you got?
So, Mike, me personally, right? I'm a hockey guy, so take the Leafs out of it. I get excited when we have prime hockey matchups, and you guys touched on it. To me, Florida, Tampa Bay, must-watch hockey. Obviously, I'll miss it tonight. I'll have to catch it on DVR. So for me, the hockey playoffs at this time of year, it's the top of my sports pyramid. But I noticed amongst my die-hard, you know, lifelong Lions fans, there's a change in appetite when it comes to the draft. And I actually think that it speaks to the Lions in a positive light. If you look at the past 30 years, as you guys have covered the team, the cycle is the draft represents the beginning of hope for every Lions season, where historically it's maybe this is the year where we draft the right guy, and this is our year where we're going to make the playoffs, yada, yada, yada. And then historically, it's all downhill after the draft, whether it is because the incompetent GM at the time botches it, or as soon as the season starts, the train goes off the rails. So to me, the draft historically represented that climax of hope, the turning of a page. It's different now. It's different because of what the team has done the last certainly two, if not two and a half or three seasons. And it's because the team, in a sense, is not going to take the next leap through the draft. Certainly the team could get better. The draft is not what's going to make or break this team's success, which is to win a Super Bowl. That'll come from the product on the field and how the current team executes. And in my opinion, adding through free agency, because this is a
But I would say this. I think that if you do what I would like to see and you get that edge rusher, that it can help this team right now. You haven't gone and gotten anybody in free agency. It's almost like the forgotten position that I don't know if Brad Holmes is just saying, guys, I knew what I was doing all along. This is the guy I wanted, and we got him.
But, yeah, and Rico, you're right that it is an addition, but to me it's a tweak, right? The core of the team has been established. And to me, what will put this team over, I mean, it could be the draft, right? They might, you know, they might hit it out of the park, whether it's an edge rusher or another defensive position or something to deepen the line. I agree. But to me, the bigger factor is, are they going to be able to execute at the same level that they did last season while everybody else around them is getting significantly better? So for me, it's this. Again, I'm taking this from my diehard Lions fans of, like, the draft is kind of like, yeah, meh, right? The team's already good. The North goes through Detroit. There's no longer this, like, I need something to latch on for hope. I don't need hope. I'm now looking
That's the whole point. I mean, Jules, appreciate it. Like, no, there would be more juice in Toronto and Ottawa than the draft. They're picking 28th. But, like, we have a game 3 at LCA. Lord knows Eiserman can't deliver that to us. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm tapped out. But, again, my team sucks.
And, Mike, here's the thing. Once again, you can watch both games. It's not an either or. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to treat the Pistons as, you know, the game is going along. Kind of like I'm at a sports bar. I'll have the sound down. I'll be watching it. But I kind of want to hear the intrigue and the storylines of what's going on in this draft. Because this is one draft, I really have no idea who's going where. the Shedeur Sanders story, the running back story. Like, there's so many different side things that I'm interested in that.
Let's go to Devel, 97.1. Devel, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
Afternoon, sir. What's on your mind?
All right. So I got a couple points because I do want to touch on the X factor for tonight. But before I get to that, definitely the split is going to be about 98% Pistons, 2% draft. Because, and I'm a huge Lion. Lions number one for me as far as the town, the hierarchy of sports, Lions and Tigers and Pistons. But as far as the draft goes, I do get the updates on my phone. So I see a couple of picks, and when it gets close to the Lions pick, I'll turn it to them. But other than that, I'm watching the Pistons all the way. And as far as that X factor you asked about a while ago, it's kind of low-hanging fruit, but follow me for a second. I say Dennis Schroeder because no one is planning for game planning for him. He's a backup, you know, point guard, but he has tons of playoff experience, tons of NBA experience. He is going to hit an occasional three-pointer or two. He's going to play good defense. He's takes care of the ball, which the Pistons kind of lack all the way around everywhere else. He will take care of the ball, and when they go on a run, the opposite team, like the New York Knicks, may go on a run. He is a calming influence, and no one thinks about him. That was a very sneaky, underrated, greatest trade pick, trade, you know.
He's a good hired gun. We talked about it when we got him. Silent he's never a guy. Assassin. You don't want to sign him for 4 years, but have him help you now. And look, any minute he's in the game, I get to have Cade off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It gives Cade a little bit of a break. It takes away the Knicks' ability to just blitz the primary ball handler. And he is. He's a vet. I just would never sign him.
Right. Very short term.
But no.
He's a short term solution.
That's right. Not low-hanging fruit at all.
There's a reason why he's been on, like, pretty much every team.
Yes, yes, like 14 of them. Don't miss your chance. Oops, I screwed up. Rico Beard, I'm a bad person. All right, a couple of minutes, we'll get you over. Is it Rieger and Wojo tonight, David? Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
What are they, over at LCA?
Over at LCA for game three.
Now, let me ask you a question. David, you heard Luke Sloan goofing around about extended pregame. Are they actually doing this tonight? Are they going to give the people what they want and deserve? Are they going to give us Final Countdown? Is this happening? Come on. You got the line to JC. Come on. Talk to me.
I don't know. I do know in their little promo flyer that they did have a play on words with Final Countdown in it. Like the words. So I have no idea if they're just playing games with us. Well,
What did it say?
Let me pull it up. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
I just
look. Saying a Friday night.
Are you willing? Am I crazy to tell you I think they're winning tonight?
No, Mike. They have been winning pretty much the entire series. And if it wasn't for an epic collapse of a 21-0 run.
Yeah, but what do you call the last game? It was still tied with a minute to go.
They still are. Mike, what I'm saying is they haven't been playing scared.
No.
Here's what happened. In game two, they learned how to finish. So I think that you take the quick start and now you know how to finish and you're at home.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The only thing that bothered me was the line switched back over to the Knicks.
It just seems too good to be true.
Now, I know, Bickerstaff came out and said, hey, you know, Beefs, we'll have to see. We'll wait and see.
My fear is the Knicks make a couple adjustments. One is less Josh Hart at the three and the four, a little bit more rest, use Cameron Payne, but also Karl Anthony Towns. We gave up a boatload to get him. Why don't we use him?
Yeah.
15, 16, 17 looks tonight. And look, You can say, well, that they're going to need more than that. Of course they will. I'm not asking them to change their offense. I'm saying from a, hey, I'm a Pistons fan. I want them to win tonight. Cat post-ups or Cat in a two-man game, he's a nightmare. That's an added dimension that you're going to have to deal with if Tom Thibodeau is awake. Dude, the articles are already being penned in New York. That's where it feels like it's teetering. That if they lose tonight, maybe they just fall off the cliff. It almost feels like fairy tale if the Pistons won tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I don't know because sometimes I think the Knicks are. You brought it to my attention that something is wrong with them. Maybe this is just who they are in this series. They're tired.
Yeah.
They're not playing like the number three seed. Like, you would believe that it would be flip-flop and the Pistons are the 3 seed, the way the series has been going.
Yeah, they're playing really
bad. And that the Knicks stole game one.
They're playing really bad basketball. And ultimately, you heard Tobias Harris kind of foreshadow. He had played the Knicks in the first round last year with the Sixers. The Nova Knicks. The tough Knicks. Remember, they swapped out Julius Randle, brought in Kat, swapped out DiVincenzo. Tobias made a comment of saying, well, it's just a different feel, and I'll leave it at that. Well, you know what that is. He's calling the Knicks cat enthusiasts.
I was about to say you heard a cat in the background.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Karl Anthony Towns.
Exactly. David, a few ticket texts, and then we'll pass the baton.
So I'll get to the ticket text, but let me tell you what the flyer says. The flyer talks about the T-shirts that you're going to get, and then it says head down to whatever they're calling this this outdoor area, and they said be part of the final countdown to tip-off. That's what it says.
On. Yes.
So just saying, man. Just saying.
Come on.
Well, and I saw Mason was on social media. You know, yeah, maybe this is it. Ben Wallace shows up.
For one night only, I will not slander Mason.
You better not.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. It's a playoff game. It's big tonight.
It's a playoff game.
Detroit icon.
Hey, that's fine. Also a tired bit. Okay? It got stale.
But
you can bring it back tonight.
No. Did it get stale? Because you and everybody, man, whenever I hear that, you know, the hairs going to my neck just pop up like, yeah, it works. It works for
when a team wins 14 games, yes.
Okay.
This tonight.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Right. Team winning 14 games. He had nothing to do with team winning 14 games.
Yes, he did. It's his fault.
He had nothing to do with that.
His cap number was too high.
When he's screaming Detroit basketball and it's like five people there.
That's right. They're going to win?
Yeah, I think they're going to win.
All right.
You know that's where the Detroit basketball came from, David. It was an empty arena and he just did it with like, there's nobody here. F it. I'm just going to do this. And it caught on.
It's pretty much how I do this show every day. Just F it.
Think of text here.
97-1.
I will have the Pistons on the TV on mute and have the ticket Twitch stream playing on the phone tablet. Like, Rico, I don't need to hear the game, but I don't want to hear what's being said on the stream draft. Daniel in Highland.
Noted. I believe that starts at 8 o'clock. Evan's got to call me and tell me when he needs me, since there was no outline sent to anybody. All right, listen, that is the show today. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Full recap on the Pistons, obviously the draft, and then the fun begins.
Yeah, who had the better night?
Oh, good.
Pistons or Lions?
It better be the Pistons. Ain't nothing you're doing at 28 that'll outdo a playoff win.
They moved up to 6.
Okay, now you've got my attention. All right, we're out of here. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.